Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with, how do you pronounce your name? Oh,
Martin.
Markeen, it's Arlita from Family First Care. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I just sent you an email about how to get on to check your pay stubs.
Okay, 'cause good, 'cause it was so crazy yesterday. 'Cause it kept saying invalid.
Right, because you had your you were a little mixed up of where you were putting stuff, so I sent you
Yes,
directions.
but I'm also calling for another thing. Y'all have Eric's wrong address. So if you do look on my timesheet, because they submitted me a timesheet, it's his correct address. Y'all still have Sampson Street. I don't know. He hasn't lived there in 4 years.
So I need for you and him to get in touch with the county assistance office so that
Oh,
they can
okay.
officially change it in the
Wait, that's
system.
kind of weird because she came out his house.
That was probably the service coordinator, not the
Oh,
county
okay.
assistants. There's lots of people involved.
Oh my God. Okay, so wait. All right, so I'm okay. So help
So
me out here.
where he gets, he gets Medicaid, correct?
Yes.
And he may get food stamps or any of that sort of thing, correct?
Correct.
So that's
So
the worker that can change the address in the whole Medicaid system, the
the
county
worker,
assistance
the
office.
county assistant had to do that. Okay, so so the answer, you guys have Sampson Street. Do I clock in there? Like,
Just,
I'm just
I
trying to
mean,
figure, because
honestly, just keep clocking, and it's noted that they're gonna fix the address.
okay,
Just,
because when I do this, okay, so, hold on, I'm so sorry.
no
Because I'm not trying to get none confused, because I'm like, well, should I continue to just do a timesheet? Because I was asking about yesterday, is there a call anyway?
Does he have a phone that is not a cellular phone to his to where he is?
Okay, so he does, but what y'all don't know, that is my uncle. He doesn't know. He doesn't really give out that number because a lot of people be calling him,
I
and he would change
understand.
it on golly. So,
But if you have that number, like when you
I don't
contact,
have that number personally because he always
oh,
changed it. So he used his cell phone a lot.
so
So
then
that's what I
you
was
just
saying.
continue to use your phone with the app on your phone and just put in
Yeah,
notes.
but what I'm trying to say is, do I continue to keep going to Sampson Street? Or do I just continue a timesheet until they change the actual address?
I would do the timesheet and clock in until they change the address.
Because I feel as though, like,
I
well,
know it's because
yeah, because I was trying to call Val yesterday. I guess I called a little too late. But I was like, well, why do y'all have, he hasn't lived in 4 years. He got kicked out of that place.
oh
And I'm
boy.
like, I don't even know why he still have it on file. Like, because he has stayed at his house, but he also go to his mom's house, which is my grandma. Just to go over there to stand third. So that's why I asked. Like, is
Okay.
there a call in? Because I always meet him at my umbrella house
Let
all the
me try
time.
to get the hold on one second.
Okay.
Do you know the change number to the county assistance office? What is the number? Okay. This is the number to the change center, which is the
Okay,
number he needs
hold
to
on.
call. I gotcha. No
Okay, hold
worries.
on. Right. What's the number?
215
215
560
560
7226.
7226.
Yes.
And this is the district and county number
The
that
county
he needs
assistant.
to call?
That
Okay,
he needs
county
to
assistant.
call to update his address.
Okay.
And as
Do,
soon as they,
is there a
it's
specific
moving.
person he speaks to, or no, we
Does
just
he have a
anybody?
case manager?
He does. I don't know how last name is Wu.
What I would do is I would tell him to call the case manager first.
Okay.
If for some reason they don't answer, because I know that's what they do, then you
That
call
is so true.
then you call the change center, and there's some they have to take the call.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So hold on. Let me put this in my file so I can call him right away. And I'll let him know that I'll just continue with the Samson Street thing. Mm-hmm. I just think I'll just get a timesheet because I feel like that's more accurate.
It's just so frustrating because.
Yeah, because I was like, why? Yeah, because we was both talking about yesterday. She was like, well, that's on file, Mike. But y'all know he got evicted from there. Like, it's on file. Well, I don't know if it's on file there, but.
We don't have that.
You know,
I don't know anything about
it. Well, no, not you. I was talking about when she came out to his new place. And I was letting her know, okay, I understand y'all don't have to know all this, but I'm just telling you because he's my family. He's my uncle who's schizophrenic. So it's like, I kind of tell people, like, you have to call me or, well, basically me or his mom for stuff because if anybody call him with numbers he don't know, you will not answer. You won't get, you. He will not let you in. It's we go through this a lot. So,
I'm going to tell you personally, I have a younger brother that has the same.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
He's bipolar and schizophrenic, and he has, like, some anger, aggression. It's a lot. But
yeah,
lives with my parents, but he does receive, you know, the assistance. But he's a horrible patient.
I'm
sorry. Like, he's just...
No. Eric is kind of same way, like, you know, he have his days, and I just like to tell people.
He has a lot of days.
That's what I tell people. I'm like, look, this is what I do. I'm not trying to do this in third. This is what goes on. We know this because he's family. So, you know, we try as much as we can.
Oh, my God.
But,
we try so hard. Oh.
Yeah, trust me. I know exactly what you mean then. So, but hold on. Let me try this now. I'm on the phone with app. It's still the HC, was it HCM, right?
HCM to go is the app for your pay stubs.
Okay, so company name, is it still
Capital C 1100.
Okay. 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 And you, all right. My username is still
F.
Mike. Oh, okay. Is it capital F?
It's capital F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
27036.
27036?
Yes.
Okay, and then password to my
I changed
email.
Your password to 2025.
Okay.
And then your email right after.
My email rather? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put it in capital A or lowercase?
I copied it exactly the way it is in here. It is capital A N U B.
You sound muffled.
Huh?
You sound a little muffled.
Oh, it's capital A N B. Capital A N U B is because I sent it to you in an email.
Yeah, it's a new boss. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's verify you. Text message. Okay. 7974, send a code.
Gotta love the freaking verification.
Hold on, real quick. Okay. 4-4-3-5. Okay, verify. Hello?
Uh-huh. What's it got? What you got now?
Okay, it says employee home. I see it. Complete. Okay, so I was trying to tell the lady yesterday. I understand the ID says M-E-I-K, but I spell my name M-I-K-E-M.
Did you get into your pay stubs?
I did.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back into our system and make sure your name and everything is properly spelled and your social security number is right and your birthday is right.
Yeah, all that is right, but I spell it M-I-K-E-M, because when I go to a files, it comes up 1975. I know who that is. That's my cousin. Yes, he's dead, but I don't know.
So your name is M-I-E-K.
M-I-K-E-E-M.
There's no E?
Is the E on the ID? I have to change that because I have to get a whole new ID.
Oh.
My name is M-I-K-E-E-M. So it's Mike Keane.
Mike Keane.
It spells Mike.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah.
But
so you can spell it both ways, but I spell it with the I. Everything
I
do,
I
spell it with
it.
I.
I need it to be spelled the way it's supposed to be spelled. So if you have to go to the bank or anything, everything matches.
Okay.
So what do we have in your... I'm pulling your file.
Because you guys got it two ways. So,
this is why I call everybody. I really.
So wait, does that mean I get paid this week or next week? I thought that would be.
You started on.
Yesterday.
Oh, you're brand new.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how new.
Yeah, we just got his file and everything in, so we started yesterday.
Brand new. Okay. So you started this week.
Yes.
Your first pay is going to be
next
Friday.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I kind of figured that because it says 20. I'm like, why? It's not supposed to be right.
Your first pay is, we're on this week, for last week is the 29th is the payday.
Okay, so
then
wait a
your
minute.
Payday is gonna be September 5th.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it says login ID. Wait a minute. So is that it? Period. Oh. Okay, so my login would be 2025.
That's your password.
Yeah. So I guess it would use the username that you gave me to keep it.
The username is the F. Tuesday.
Yeah, well, my fingerprint came up, so we good.
Oh, okay, good. Oh,
yeah, I got fingerprint things. So.
See, that's good.
Yeah.
See, when technology works, see how nice it is.
Well, I use my security for all that, so.
Okay.
But wait, I do need to write that down, just in case.
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's see if my fingerprint works again. It does, all right. But I do need to write that down. All right, F.
Oh, your username is F27036.
F27, you said 036?
036.
036, okay.
And star that email so that if you ever get confused or flustered, just go back to the email and it'll remind you.
Okay, perfect. All right.
So let me know what the county assistance office says.
I sure will. Okay, so I'll just she sent me now for the timesheet.
Mm-hmm.
I still have it on file, but being though it says you can do certain days. Do you still want me to do that?
Just do a timesheet. You started yesterday. I would have
yes.
you do a timesheet for the whole week. And
okay, until that changed?
Mm-hmm. Keep clocking
okay.
in and out, but do the timesheet as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So
do I still go to Samson Street, being as though it has that address?
Yeah, but that's not even where he's at.
That's what I'm saying. So I'd rather just do the timesheet.
Do the timesheet and clock in where he is.
On the timesheet, I actually put the correct address.
Correct.
So y'all can see that.
But if you
so
keep
that's what I said.
Clocking in where he is, when they fix the address, all those clocks will link properly.
So that's what I'm saying. So I put the when I do the timesheet, I actually put his right address. So
on
when that does happen,
right.
Yeah, on the sheet where it says address,
uh-huh.
So y'all would know. So it'd be like, well, he can't be in two different places. So that's why I put it on the correct one.
So also what I'm going to do is I'm going to put
okay.
a note in the file so that
Thank
they
you.
Know that we talked about this. I told you what
right.
to do.
And I clock in at the right address.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. And I'm gonna call him when we got the phone.
Okay.
I let him know he has to call his county the lady that came out.
And
Will.
My apologies that this is so complicated.
No. Because I wondered, because no one knew yesterday. I'm like, why y'all don't know? Like, she came out.
Mm-hmm.
She should have gave y'all his right address.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she did the whole thing. We had to do the whole thing over. So I didn't understand what was wrong.
It's the county assistance office level.
What I'm saying, when she came out to the house, I didn't think that you already had that address.
Right.
Being so she came to his correct address.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether it's her fault or she just didn't see.
It's not her fault at all. It's the county.
No, I'm just saying
because
she came out. So I'm like, well, why was she put there? And I'm trying to talk to Valerie and some of the other people. I'm like, he hasn't lived there. He got evicted from there. Like, So I just told him, send me a time sheet, and I'm just going to put the right address. This is what we're going to do. Because I'm confused. I ain't got time. But thank you. Put a note in, and like I said, I always put the correct address in, and then we can go from there.
And let me, your ID, hold on. Where the hell are your IDs at? Why are they not on your file? What are they doing?
My ID's on my file?
No. Like, this is not your fault. This is, like, what are we doing on the intake side?
You mean like I text what's her name, Monica?
Mm-hmm. Your ID.
Yeah, I text her on my...
Yeah, they're not on here. I'll just remind her to please reattach them.
Okay.
Okay. We're all good.
I'm about to say, please, don't leave my stuff now.
But I'm changing your name to Mikeem.
Yes.
So that's the name you'll see on all of your stuff as soon as it
okay.
changes over.
Now, are you my coordinator or...?
I'm the HR director.
Perfect.
So I really, when people come in, I try to call them, make sure they can get onto the payroll, make sure if they have any questions. If you need benefits, our benefits suck, so I explain that thing. But
well, none of that was explained to me because it's my first time actually hearing from you guys, so I don't know, was there a bonus or anything?
So no one,
this is the first for me.
Nobody has... You've talked to Monica, and that's it?
I talked to Monica. She just said, do I know? I said, yes, yeah, my uncle. Because, you know, I'm kind of saying, well, who's this?
I understand. Yeah.
So he just said, well, somebody from the internet is going to call you. I'm like, well, who is it? Like, I'm kind of saying, wait, dude. Like, because people be doing things.
Yes. And we've seen a lot.
Right. So I was like, so she didn't really tell me much. She just text me all these, like, files to do. And I'm like, okay, but do I do a bonus to sign in? Or, like,
so
what are we doing?
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just take over the communications with you. Just call me directly.
Okay.
So we
I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Arlita Moody.
Okay.
I'm the HR director.
I think I saw your name on the file. Okay. I didn't know who it was. But
I've worked here the longest out of everybody.
Thank you, because I would need somebody to talk to who knows what to do.
But it's going to be okay. We'll work it out. As soon
yes,
as the county assistance office fixes the address, everything will link.
I'm going to let them know, get on that today. But like I said, I'm going to do the time sheets and I'll put the right address, so whenever that comes up, we good.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was just in a friend yesterday. I'm like, I'm not going over there. He's up here.
No. Go where he is because the address.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Because
I was trying to call her yesterday. Well, like I said, Valerie, because I'm just thinking, like, well, you can change it. She can change it. Like, but I didn't know.
The assistant's office.
Yeah, I didn't know it was like that because, like I said, when she came out, we just thinking, like, y'all had the wrong address. I didn't know anything what was going on. Well, now I know. So, yeah, I get on that.
Okay.
I definitely will.
All right. And call me back and let me know what they say.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
All righty.